The young meadow stallion on the square called Under the Lime Trees is impossible to miss. It was created by the sculptor Karl-Heinz Goethe, whose work can be found in almost every major city in Germany's most northern federal state, Schleswig-Holstein. The bronze depiction of the heraldic animal of the Duchy of Lauenburg district is a gift from the district. It was given to the town of Ratzeburg in 1962 to mark the year when the city turned 900 years old, counted from the first documented mention of the city, which is why people tend to refer to this work of art as the so-called district horse. Goethe's first public commission was the fountain figure of the ancient jester Till Eulenspiegel in the city of Mölln in 1950. It made the artist so well known that he received countless commissions to decorate and design public spaces and buildings with his work over the following decades. Goethe was born in 1915 in Katowice in Upper Silesia. He attended grammar school in Breslau, completed an apprenticeship as a stone sculptor, studied at the School of Crafts Arts in Stettin and at the University for Fine Arts in Berlin. After his military service, he and his family moved to the Duchy of Lauenburg. From 1958, he lived in his studio house in Alt-Mölln. Bronze was the material favored by Karl-Heinz Goethe, from which he created many portrait busts and countless small sculptures in addition to his large works. The graphic work that Goethe left behind is still little known today. His sketches and drawings confirm his excellent powers of observation. The design of human and animal statues occupies a prominent place in Goethe's rich life's work. He has realized everyday scenes as well as religious motifs. Portraits of contemporaries stand alongside fictional figures in his life's work. One such fictitious statue is the Pocket Man on Ratzeburg's Market Square in front of the former Savings Bank building. He turns his empty trouser pockets inside out, but if we interpret his cheerful facial expression correctly, he seems to have no worries. Has the Savings Bank relieved him of the worry about his money? Or does he not even have to worry about the ups and downs of the financial markets because of his obvious pennilessness? When designing animal statues, the crane in particular obviously fascinated the artist. The power, beauty, and elegant posture of these majestic birds have inspired Goethe time and again. This can be clearly seen, for example, in his depiction of the cranes at the Lauenburg Grammar School. Karl-Heinz Goethe died in 1995. Shortly after he had turned 80 years old. The gravestone in the old cemetery in Mölln is based on his designs as well.